Checkup 4. Bizarre Foods. Would you eat a fried spider if you had the chance? Do boiled sheep eyes sound more appealing? Spiders and sheep eyes may not sound so appetizing, but they are extremely nutritious. Interestingly, what you think of as a bizarre food depends on where you live and your culture. Some cultures have developed creative ways to get the nutrients they need. Take insects, for example. There is a very long tradition of eating insects. Spicy locusts, fried caterpillars, and buttery ant eggs in rural Mexico, Southeast Asia, and parts of Africa. Certain insects have twice as much protein as beef. For the ancient Aztecs, eating insects was also a very effective form of pest control. What people consider bizarre food often is a result of history. Europeans have a long history of keeping cats and dogs as family pets. However, people from other cultures prefer eating these animals. People in some parts of the world cannot understand why anyone would not enjoy eating rats. To Europeans, rats are the carriers of disease and death. They are taboo for the dinner plate. But in other cultures, rats are a delicacy. Culture also decides which foods to eat and not to eat. In Islamic cultures, eating pork is prohibited. Many people believe that there is a practical reason behind it. Pigs were not suitable animals to raise in the Middle East. The climate was hot, and pigs needed a lot more water than other animals. Not like goats or sheep eating grass, omnivorous pigs competed with humans for food. Both food taboos and delicacies come from history and cultural beliefs. People become very sensitive when people from other cultures seem disgusted by their traditional foods. Foods are such a big part of culture that people take the criticism very personally. People have different tastes and different cultural backgrounds. Remember, what seems bizarre to you may not seem bizarre to other people. They will certainly think you are rude. They might just think you are a bit bizarre yourself.